Some of the disappointment about Boston's failed 2024 Olympics bid is evident in areas that could have seen some major redevelopment from the Games. A case in point is Dorchester, which was suggested as the location of the Athletes Village and the Olympic Tennis Center. WBUR's Zeninja and Wameka visited the Sportsmen's Tennis and Enrichment Center and filed this report.
The plan called for a permanent 2,500-seat tennis stadium, plus additional upgrades to the tennis center. Built in 1961 in Harambe Park, just south of Franklin Park, the center was the first nonprofit African-American-owned tennis club in the country.
This would have allowed people in our own community to see the very best tennis players in the world here on their courts competing.
Tony Wiley is the executive director of the Sportsman's Center. A small stack of posters that read, "I Believe in Boston 2024," is displayed across her office table.
I think it's disappointing that we didn't take the time to fully investigate whether or not we would have been able to do this successfully. I can certainly appreciate the U.S. Olympic Committee needing time to make its decision properly, but it was a little surprising that there was suddenly a need to make a firm decision on something.
She's not alone in her sentiments. Mark Anthony Kenny grew up taking tennis lessons at Sportsman's, beginning at the age of four. Now 20, he's a tennis coach there. He says he was initially against the Olympics.
But, I mean, it was growing on me, and it was definitely more attractive that this would be the site for the Olympic tennis program.
And Kenny says his tennis students were excited as well.
We deal with a lot of violence here, and I feel like the only positive things that are said about Dorchester are in regards to old celebrities who have passed through or grew up here, like Mark Wahlberg or some R&B singers from back in the 90s. There's so much negativity in the media, so that would have really just set things apart and really just help boost the positive energy here, but we'll have to do it on our own without the Olympics coming here.
Just a block up from the tennis center on Blue Hill Avenue, Janisha Dessen folds clothes with her mother at the Laundromax. She also feels the Olympics could have inspired the community and says the way it ended is disheartening.
I feel like the kids could find something, like look up the athletes and try and see, like envision themselves being in that arena, you know? I just feel like this would have been great for Boston and like these neighborhoods.
Standing nearby is Kerry Johnson, who works at the Laundromat. He had hoped his 7-year-old son would have had the chance to experience the Olympics in their hometown.
I'm a little sad. I kind of wanted my son to be able to see Olympians for the first time. It'd have been real good for our city. Kind of disappointing.
Back at the tennis center, director Tony Wiley says they are now focused on another 4 weeks of summer camp and getting ready for after-school tennis in the fall.
For us, it's day in, day out, tennis and kids.
Just as it has been, with or without the Olympics. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.